The Mystery of the Forever Weekend, written by Lisa Thompson and read by Greg Lowe. There are three things about school that stress me out. Number one is maths. I can't do it, and most of it is pretty pointless anyway. For example, when will I ever need to work out the area of a triangle in real life? As far as I'm concerned, it's a complete waste of time. Maths lessons are the worst, especially when our teacher, Mr. Davy, fires mental arithmetic questions at us to keep our brains maths fit. Last week, we were all quietly working through a sheet of fractions when he suddenly shouted, "Corey Turner, 7 minus 5 plus 8 and then multiplied by 12. What's the answer?" I looked up at him and my cheeks began to burn. What did he say? 7 minus 5. Well, that was 2. But then in my head, all I could see was the number 2 surrounded by a jumble of other numbers fluttering around like butterflies. I couldn't get a hold of them to work out the next bit. Mr. Davy frowned. "Come on, Corey. You should be able to do this one. This is basic stuff." I swallowed, opened my mouth, closed it again, then opened it as I plucked a number from my brain. 99? I said. Mr. Davy sighed. "Anyone else?" No one volunteered, so he began to do the sum on the whiteboard while we watched. Then he turned and faced the class. "You've got to practice your maths, 7A. As you know, it's the midterm maths exam soon. You're in the bottom set of your year. If you do badly in this exam, then who knows where you'll end up? There is no bottom." Someone snorted, but Mr. Davy just sighed again and looked incredibly disappointed. The second thing that stresses me out is a daytime television game show called Deja Vu. You're probably wondering why on earth a TV show has made my list. Let me explain. Deja Vu is a French saying that means already seen. You've probably experienced it before. There you are, pouring some cereal into a bowl for your breakfast, and for a split second, you feel like you've done it before. I don't mean you feel like you did it the day before. I mean, it feels like you have lived the moment already. It's an actual real-life phenomenon. People call it having déjà vu, and that's what the TV game show is all about. On the show, the contestants watch a few seconds of film, and then they watch the same piece again and decide if the second version is an exact copy of the first or if it's been changed. It's kind of like playing Spot the Difference, I guess. And if it turns out that the clip is exactly the same the second time round, that's when the audience shout out, "Now that's déjà vu!" I hate that catchphrase. I hear it every single day as it's shouted at me in the school corridors, across the playground and in the canteen. And the reason it shouted at me is because my dad is Dennis Turner, the presenter of Deja Vu. Having a parent who's the presenter of a rubbish TV game show that barely anyone watches anymore is no fun. I can tell you. It's embarrassing, especially when I have to be seen in public with him. I was lying on my bed with my maths book open, ready to do some revision for the looming exam. Our old Jack Russell Bingo was sound asleep on my bed. We'd rescued him 5 years ago. His previous owner had died, and she apparently used to play bingo a lot. That's how he got his name. He was quite old when he...